On the 20th day of October, Halloween gave to me 20 horse heads snorting, 19 D's renting, 18 Franks perving, 17 angels stripping, 16 demons jazzercising, 15 runes on parchment, 14 Josephs whispering, 13 seniors bleeding, 12 creepy masks, 11 dancing demons, 10 Catholic monsters, 9 priests of miracling, 8 Jerry's vamping, 7 Jody's oinking, 6 body swamping, 5 Reeds of wolfing, 4 drunken uncles, 3 werewolf colonies, 2 spooky sisters, and a psycho who killed Janet Lee. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of our 31 Days of Halloween. We have officially reached the 20-day mark in our celebration of all things horrific. And this is a listener request. It's a really interesting movie by the name of Horsehead. If you haven't seen it, it is available on Shudder. So if you would like to check it out, that is where you may do so. This is, I believe it's the first feature from a French director named Romain Bissett. First feature. And it stars as the central character, Jessica Lillifleur Pointeau. And her mother is named Caitlin, played by Katrina McCall. Those are the two main characters. And then there's some doctors and a stepfather, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what is Horsehead about? I had no frame of reference for this movie whatsoever, other than it had been recommended. And thank you again for recommending the movie. So it is about a young girl who is returning to a childhood home where she is there for the death of her grandmother and is staying with her mother and her stepfather. And her mother is a very cold and aloof kind of woman. Her stepfather is a little cooler, is not in the chilly to her emotions sense, but just a little more laid back, a little more sympathetic. And Jessica, the main character, is sort of beset by visions in her dreams of this horse-headed figure, and is sort of haunted to some degree by these strange dreams, and has been working on learning how to lucid dream. And lucid dreaming is something I'm actually really fascinated by. It's something that when I was a younger man in college, I was really obsessed with the idea of it and made some steps towards it. But it turns out it's kind of difficult. You basically have to train yourself to do it. And at that time, I wasn't quite so disciplined. And these days, I just have less of a need, I suppose. But there is an idea that, hey, with being able to teach yourself or train yourself to lucid dream can have a lot of like psychological benefits. And the idea of lucid dreaming is that you're just aware that you are in a dream. And so you can control it. You're not at the whim of your subconscious flashing images across the movie screen of your brain. You can tell yourself like, oh, this is a dream, and then you can start to shape and control that dream. And it's a really interesting idea, and there's a lot of research that suggests that it's psychologically beneficial because you can, if you're in the middle of a nightmare or there's some trauma that is being replayed in your mind, that you can kind of stop it. You can make your nighttime dreams something pleasant and empowering, as opposed to being terrorized by nightmares and so forth. So that is sort of the premise. She is a lucid dreamer. When she returns to this house, she starts to have, further visions in her dreams of these largely symbolic kind of figures. There's this horse-headed creature that looks to be like a priest, and then there's a wolf, and she sees images of like her grandmother being tortured and that kind of thing. And so it is a deeply, deeply European movie. It is both artsy and fartsy. And throughout the course of the film, you know, you get these sort of dreamscapes in which Jessica is trying to figure out the secret of her own past in a lot of ways, and also come to grips with the fact that her mother just doesn't seem to be very interested in her, and kind of pushes her away and so forth. And Jessica is, you know, wrestling with that as you do. If you've ever been in a relationship with a parent who can be very distant, it does a lot to you psychologically. You know, it lowers your self-esteem and makes you a little uncertain in ways. Like, it certainly doesn't do anything for your confidence, I would argue. So at any rate, all of that is happening, and as she's, you know, going into these dreams, she's also taking some ether to get herself back to sleep. You know, it's like Fear and Loathing in your subconscious in a lot of ways, this movie. And yeah, so she's kind of, you know, ferreting out the mysteries of her past and of her mother's past in a large way. And so at the end of the day, here's kind of what I thought about Horsehead. I thought it is beautiful. It reminded me a lot at times of The Cell, the Vincent D'Onofrio, Jennifer Lopez film, that also kind of takes place in a dreamscape. That's probably a little more elaborate and ornate, and certainly a more expensive film. Like, this movie, aside from the horse-headed figure, you know, not a lot in the way of special effects and whatnot, but some interesting visuals to be sure. And so it plays in that territory. It's visually arresting. In fact, I would say the thing that most recommends the movie is how good the visuals are. I think the performances are quite good as well. And there are a couple of moments that even reminded me of, like, Wes Craven's Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Elm Street, in terms of dealing with the sort of dream logic and moving from the real world into the dream world. And that's another big thing that you run across in Horsehead, is this idea of, like, what is real, what is not, when are we in a dream, when are we not in a dream. And it uncovers this complicated relationship between the main character and her mother that I think the end of the movie is a little vague, I find. And again, because it's dealing with dreams and stuff, it's a heavily symbolic and metaphorical kind of movie. But I think that ultimately where you land is this sort of moral story about how the relationship between a parent and child can be incredibly destructive for the both parent and child. And particularly because, and it's sort of visiting the sins of the father and the mother onto the child. Like, the grandfather character in this is sort of this horrific character, and this dark figure that looms over the happenings of the film, and certainly has a great influence on Jessica's mother, who in turn seems to have this resentment toward her own child. And so, you know, that all of that stuff is interesting. Like I said, it plays out in a highly symbolic way throughout the course of the film. My biggest problem with the movie, and apologies for, you know, for not really getting behind something that was recommended to me, but, you know, such is life. I think it's fine. I think visually it's incredible. I think as a narrative, it is at times a little dull. And I know that's kind of a jerk thing to say about a movie that, you know, does operate in this kind of dreamscape and so forth. And I wish that stuff were exciting enough to kind of pull you through the narrative. But it's just such a dark movie. And I don't mean that the themes of the film are dark, although that's true. But the movie itself is very dark, and it also sort of spins its wheels a little bit. Like, you know, as you're uncovering this mystery, it's not like you have these moments of revelation. It's that even the answers are very vague. There's a scene where Jessica goes to the local priest, and he speaks in very vague terms about, here's, you know, something terrible happened in the chapel years ago, and oh, you don't know what happened to your mother? Well, you know, she was something when she was younger, and of course that led to some other troubles, but you know, no reason to get into the detail of that. And on the one hand, I don't mind a movie that doesn't spoon feed everything to the viewer, but on the other hand, it would be great if the movie gave you something to kind of dig your fingers into, and as far as a narrative hook. And I don't feel like we know that much about Jessica other than she's sort of troubled and is living in the wake of her mother's sort of cold emotional states and whatnot. And yeah, like, it's interesting, and I don't, like, I'm not recommending it. I think it's like, if you're looking for something that is this really artistic look at the dream world and, you know, how your subconscious manifests your insecurities and your trauma and that sort of thing, it's a good take on that, but I don't know that it's terribly entertaining. It's very pretty, but I don't know that I had a great time watching it. And maybe, you know, as with all this stuff, it could have been the mood I was in when I watched it, and the fact that maybe I just wasn't in the mood for something that was entirely cerebral the way that this is, and was looking for something that was a lot more fun. So, you know, at some point I may go back and rewatch it, but I'm in no rush to. I thought, again, I think visually it's very arresting, and I would recommend it on that level. But, you know, if you're in the mood for something that is kind of a challenging, visually striking sort of movie, then Horsehead certainly is your guy. But yeah, and I don't know that it landed great for me. Maybe I'm a little too plebeian in my tastes. There was no Night of the Creeps or anything happening in this movie, and that was a bummer. So at any rate, I think that it was a good recommendation. I'm glad I saw it. So I do appreciate that. All right, so that's enough about Horsehead. You have been, I think, appropriately given the sort of vibe of this movie, and you can decide for yourself if you want to see it or not. I haven't spoiled anything. There is plenty of, you know, sort of family drama to unpack there. I tend to believe that there's sort of an incestuous sort of implication to the goings on in the movie, although that is not ever explicitly detailed, but that's kind of my take on it. And that's, again, vague enough that if you watch the movie, you can get those vibes, and then you can come away from it and tell me that I'm crazy, because none of that is there. That's a totally appropriate reaction to the movie as well. So anyway, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts, especially if you enjoyed the movie more than I did. Tell me how I'm wrong. I'm interested to hear from people who might have enjoyed this one more than I did. So anyway, we've got one more movie that I haven't seen. Well, technically two movies I haven't seen, but one of them is a movie I damn well should have so far at this point in my horror movie career, but I just haven't. So that's coming. But coming tomorrow is a movie that I haven't seen that was also a recommendation, and I'm really excited to watch it because I think this one is going to be a little more loose and freewheeling and fun, and I'm looking forward to watching it. So no spoilers. I will see you tomorrow and talk to you about it then. In the meantime, go out there, do good work, be spooky, and I'll see you tomorrow.